Hey, thanks for being on the Lady Boss podcast. People may not know that not only are you my husband, but you are the CFO of our companies, Gemini Builds It. I thought it'd be fun, because we don't talk about Gemini Builds It a lot, to rapid fire question on you. So.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you tell our listeners is your favorite business book?
Well, as you know, I'm not a voracious reader, because most of my reading is around technical manuals and machinery and equipment, things to keep Gemini going. But there was a book that I read in the early 90s. It was written by Edward Deming, and it was about total quality management. And the principles from that book drive and were a foundation to my manufacturing success, I think. And the four takeaways that I have out of that are plan, do, check, and act.
Cool.
And
thank you.
They've been instrumental for our success.
Lair, I would love you to tell people from your lens, what are some headwinds that we're facing?
Well, I think right now the economy is probably the biggest headwind we're facing, and constantly striving to make sure your business is diversified so that one area does not adversely impact it and all the others.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you. What about tailwinds? Are there any things we can exploit and push the pedal down on?
I think our ability to say yes to anything and then figure out how to do it.
Yeah, that's you've done a flawless job at that. Haven't outsold you yet. I'm going to try. If you had to say, what would you consider your superpower?
I'd say whatever you want to call it, grit, persistence. I'm like a dog with a bone. And once I'm onto something, I'm going to find a way to make it work no matter what.
Word. I concur. Okay, and then if you were given the task to grow our businesses, you know, balls to the walls, got to get it done in the next year, what lever would you push to go the fastest?
Add more sales and say yes to everything.
Would you sacrifice margin?
Short term, yes. To create a more robust entity, yes.
Good things to think about, right from the chief money officer. Okay, and finally, what's your favorite perk that you can offer to your employees?
You'll laugh, but I think pizza parties, because it's a chance for everybody to just come together. Who doesn't love pizza? I can eat it 5 days a week. And a real closer, if you're recruiting somebody, cookies after the party.
You heard it here first, weekly pizza and cookie parties, retention tool 101.
Hi, I'm Larry Wright. I'm Man Boss, in my own mind, interviewing the original Lady Boss, Courtney Wright. Courtney, it's awesome to have you with me today.
Thanks.
And I have a few questions for you.
All right, fire away.
If you had to list in short order, headwinds and tailwinds you're facing and how you're going to address them.
Okay, for our business, I'd say headwinds, people. We really have to focus on our team, making sure they're happy, thriving, and growing as fast as they want to, because what we manufacture is nothing without them. So, you know.
So true.
Culture and team.
Excellent.
Tailwinds. I think we've got a lot of really successful clients who are growing way faster than the economy, and we need to say yes to everything so that we can continue to grow with them faster than the economy is growing.
Fantastic. What's your favorite employee perk?
I would say time with me, like when I really am available to them. It's really hard, but a one-on-one with my direct reports seems to be very important to them. So making time to just listen to them.
And that always makes a difference and makes people feel appreciated.
It's hard in the pace that we're going, but feeling appreciated and letting them talk about their issues is something that I can do. And I like to listen to them. I just need to make time for it.
For sure. All right. Last thing I have for you on the sales side is, what's the fastest way to grow the business if you were told you had to go 5X in the next year?
Well, 5X is a big one, but I would step on our whale account opportunities really hard. I'd price them to win and then have you figure out how to make them profitable.
Well, thank you so much. I gotta say, I'm constantly amazed at how you continually add things to your plate and treat it like it's nothing. But the podcast this year was a new one that threw me for a loop. Can you tell me why you wanted to do that, and really how's that impacting both Lady Boss and Gemini?
Yeah, I mean, think that people were calling me all the time for business advice. And I've been fortunate enough to have lots of business experiences, and a lot of them good, not all. But I was sharing advice on a day-to-day basis with one entrepreneur after one entrepreneur, and it dawned on me that I didn't have a mechanism to scale that advice up. So if I told you today about employee retention tool that I thought was pretty helpful, and the next day someone called me and, you know, asked a different question, they might also need to know about employee retention, but I didn't have a chance to share that. So in my vision, and sort of something that I wanted to leave as a legacy, I want to create and document all these really great stories about successful entrepreneurs and then publish them, so that I can literally give out next year an entrepreneur's field guide. Because as far as I know, other than going to business school, a lot of this is the grit and determination to do it and learning on the job. And if I were able to give out something that really was an inspiration tool, a little bit of a document of trips and ticks that have worked over the years, I would feel that was a really important part of my legacy.
So should I be looking forward to a 200-page cocktail book for next year?
I would put that on the budget, because it might happen. And you know, I think, I mean, in all fairness, you're responsible for the budget. So what do we get out of the Lady Boss podcast? Well, we're doing it at the highest level of quality, which is what we stand for, which is what you preach every day. We're not doing a Zoom. We're not doing a dial-in. We're doing live production with entrepreneurs. We could have done it less expensively, for sure. That's not what I stand for. Our brand stands for total quality. The best and most authentic being we can create, the best content. Social media is getting so important in our world. We had a candidate last week tell me, Larry, that like he chose to interview at Gemini Builds It because of the videos we had online. That to me was the power of the podcast.
And that may pay for the whole year's worth of podcasts if you get one more priceless person in the organization. One last question. Why did you choose to work with Fontana Creative for this project? Because there are a lot of people out there.
I agree. I could have picked a lot of people, but Frank and I had a really good chemistry when we met, and I told him about this idea that I had, that I really wanted to start documenting some of these conversations and advice, if you will, that I had, and really use it as a way to meet people and learn. But I really wanted it to be high quality. I really don't want to put out into the web, the Ethernet, anything that's low quality, because a lot of people will see this that have never met me. And I want them to have the perception that I am quality, our company is quality, what we stand for is quality. So when Frank showed me some of the work he does and the way he goes about helping me, because this is brand new learning. I'm so far over my skis, except that I know business, except that I know how to network, except that I know how to get people to the table. Frank is the total package on helping me produce the beautiful output that we're doing. And I really have to make a nod to Alex, who has worked in tandem with Frank, and I feel like we've just upped our social media game, and that's my mantra, next level.
Next level, I love it.